Two small boys, Jim and John, were friends. And Jim had a dog. One day they were taking the dog for a walk. And Jim proudly said, "I've taught my dog to whistle." "What do you mean?" said John. "He's not whistling." "I know," said Jim. "But I said I taught him. I didn't say he'd learned." Like Jim's dog, I never learned to whistle. I can't whistle. So what is your preferred learning style? Each of us prefers a different learning style, and most of us have a mix of the 7 accepted learning styles. Visual. You prefer using pictures, images, and spatial understanding. Oral. You prefer using sound and music. Verbal. You prefer using words, both in speech or writing. Physical or kinesthetic. You prefer using your body, hands, and sense of touch. Logical. You prefer reasoning and systems. Social. You prefer to learn in groups or with other people. And solitary. You prefer to work alone and use self-study. Now, what do you think was the learning style of the apostles throughout the Gospels and upon encountering the risen Jesus Christ? Well, here we are in the 3rd week of Easter, and we hear yet another story of a resurrection appearance of Jesus. These different Easter stories may appeal to each of us on a variety of levels. Initially, the story was the finding of the empty tomb. Last week, we had a story of the appearance of Jesus to the disciples without Thomas, followed by one with Thomas. And Thomas says he will not believe unless he probes, unless he touches the nail marks. And now we have another story where the risen Jesus eats a meal. He is said to have flesh and bones. He is not a ghost. His eating baked fish virtually confirms that. And he was not just a figment of their imagination or a projection of their nostalgia. The risen Jesus had to begin convincing the disciples that he himself had returned to them and that he was truly alive. They could see the scars of his suffering, and just as he had done throughout their life together, he could eat with them. If we didn't understand with the empty tomb, if we didn't understand when Jesus appeared to even Thomas, now there is another appearance where Jesus graphically demonstrates that he is present amongst them. What ultimately comes through in the details of the resurrection encounters in all 4 of the Gospels is confusion. Confusion and slow growth in understanding. The disciples' faith in the resurrection was far from an easy or immediate process. These resurrection encounters are given to us on successive Sundays to confirm for us that Jesus truly rose from the dead. And today's gospel passage is the sequel to the Emmaus walk when they recounted how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. St. Luke is telling his audience the two ways that Jesus is made known to the community. In coming to understand the scriptures and in breaking of bread. Have you ever tried to talk to someone or explain something to them or reason with them or teach them and you can tell your words are just bouncing off like water on a duck's back? How do you get through to them? Especially if what you are trying to say is for their good. Every parent, every teacher, every coach, every doctor knows exactly what I am talking about. Jesus certainly faced many minds where the doors of the soul were tightly closed, and many minds where the door was slightly ajar. But after the resurrection, with only a very limited time walking the earth before his ascension, we read Jesus giving a special grace, a master key, if you will, to open the closed minds of those who would be willing to understand the mystery and purpose of God's plan throughout the ages. Jesus breaks open the scriptures and breaks the bread. And those disciples, back from the Emmaus walk with the others, turned their closed signs around to open. When was the last time you confronted your own ignorance about something or someone? Maybe about the scriptures, or being yourself confused about the faith. Could it be that you and I are waiting and seeking, standing at God's door with so many questions and concerns, hoping and longing for insight and entrance to God's plan and the very purpose of our lives? The ultimate way to open closed minds and the best witness to God's purpose and plan is to break open the scriptures and to share in the breaking of the bread at Eucharist. Jesus knew we needed a little assistance in moving from confusion to faith. So he set for us a repeatable banquet so that the community would come together to hear a variety of stories and experience in the breaking of bread and drinking from a cup of wine, we might come gradually to accepting the risen Christ. Nothing is as real to us or so affirming of our humanity as food. Nothing could affirm that Jesus was alive and back in town as sitting down to dinner, just like old times. No longer is Jesus appearing to assemble followers. That ended with the ascension, when he commissioned his disciples to preach the truth, inaugurating a band of whistleblowers who would risk sharing in his passion, death, and resurrection. And the risen Jesus commissions us to be flesh and bone witnesses of his resurrection, to be his flesh and bone compassion, forgiveness, and justice for all. And this, folks, is not just whistling Dixie. Can you hear the whistle blowing? Worry not for whom the whistle blows. It blows for you and me.